WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike, 10:03 in the morning. How you doing? Thanks so much for joining. Always appreciate it. That's going to conclude our third set of the day. I don't know how that happens so quickly. All right, let me tell you about that set. Had some interesting stuff in it. I'll start with the fifth song of the set. That was a cover, of course. That was a cover of the Britney Spears one, I believe, is the one that did it. From a new album from The Wicked Lowdown. That one featuring the talents of Mike Welch. And on bass, incredible. To hear Brad Helene as well, late of the Nervous Eaters. That was Toxic. Just before that, U2 from 1980's record called Boy, Stories for Boys. Glom had the third song of the set from 2022's EP called Pebble. That was I Wanted the Real Thing. The Flashing Lights had the number two song of the set from 2022's record called Where the Change Is. That was High School. And brand new noise, local new noise from Rob Moss and the Skin Tight Skin. As I said, they've been busy. That's like the third or maybe fourth single in a row each month. Love it. That's called You and Time. All right, I've got something new. New noise, as a matter of fact, at 10:05 in the morning. It's a band called Book/Spirit. This is great stuff. It's called Crumb. New noise at WMFO.
and say, all right, love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing, I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if some fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a-winking. I get confused 'cause I don't
probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Tell a mighty fine tale. Tell a mighty fine tale. Wish I could believe you. Wish I could believe in you. You're tell a mighty fine tale. You're tell a mighty fine tale. Wish I could believe you. Wish I could believe in you. And I'll try not to judge you for the things you say. Someday I see it. Maybe you might flash it for me. We're all living in denial. We're all living in denial. So won't you take comfort? No, you're no different from me. And I try not to judge you by the way you feel. Thoughts came on so suddenly. Maybe your thoughts came on so suddenly. If you feel forsaken, well, please don't turn my love away. If you feel forsaken, well, please don't turn my love away.
WMFO in Medford. I'm Mike, 1023 in the morning. Just finished another five-song set. Just keep rolling along. Let me tell you about the stuff that we played in there. This set had two new noises. The first one that I'll mention is the fifth song of the set. Our pal Rick Barton, he's back on the recording train and putting out a bunch of new music, and so glad to hear from him. That is his new record called Coming Home, and that's called A Mighty Fine Tale. That sounds just awesome. I can't wait to hear all of it. Just before that was Justine and the Unclean. Miss you so much, Justine. Going to keep playing your music, absolutely. One of my favorites there called Sweet Denial. She put that out as a single in 2020, and I think it might have been on her final band's album in 2023 as well, called A Signal Light. But Sweet Denial, great stuff. Miss you, Justine. Atlanta Rhythm Section, classic in the number three spot. 1979 gave us an album that they did called Underdog, and that's what we played. We played the album version, not the single version. So we got to hear all that great stuff that the band did. You know, their instrumentals and stuff. You didn't hear that in the single version. Spooky, ARS. Limbo Race, Boston's Own, with Randy Black, from years ago, 1982. They won the Rock and Roll Rumble. That was a big hit for them, Down and Backwards. And a bunch of people said they haven't heard that in a while, including Mike Barry. I know that because nobody has that music. Randy Black was nice enough to give it to me, so I'm happy to play that. And that reminds me, Mike told me that he's got a new project that's coming up. It's a Pogues tribute. He's put together a band called the Nogs, N-O-G-S, including Josh Letterman, Elizabeth Steen, Mike Barry, and members of the, quote, Cambridge Somerville All-Stars. They've got a show this coming weekend, Saturday the 16th, at the good old Plow and Stars, and Sunday the 17th, St. Patrick's Day, at the Irish Village in Brighton. So again, the Nogs, tribute to the Pogues, playing Saturday at the Plow and Sunday at Irish Village in Brighton. Thank you, Mike, for letting me know about that. And lest we forget, the first song was also New Noise from a band called Book Spirit. They got that great grungy guitar. New record called Easements, and that was Crumb. All right, man, have I got a great New Noise for you now. Local band, the Shanghai Lows, have a new single out. Perfect pop song. That's all I'm going to say. This is brilliant. Shanghai Lows, New Noise. It's called Operator. It's WMFO.
I met her down at the record store. At the cutout being down aisle four. Bust on vintage acetates. She said, I need your voice to help me vibrate.
Thinking about caught amnesia because I love him. And the next night I let him right back in. I steeped his tea with warm nightshade when he fell asleep on that dark highway. He never awoke, his old
betcha, yeah.
Can
you be any more specific?
Yeah,
you're darn tootin'.
91.5 WMLO.
Medford.
End of story.
The next
WMFO in Medford, 10:43 in the morning. I'm Mike. Hey, I was wrong. It's Sue Edelman today, here for something about the women. We'll talk to her in just a sec. Quickly, that last set started with the Shanghai Lows, just a beautiful new pop song called Operator. Classic from Ace, 1974's record Five Aside. That was How Long. Jesse Malin with Lucinda Williams, not only harmonizing with him there, she produced that record for him called Sunset Kids in 2019. That's a beautiful album. Again, Jesse Malin and Sunset Kids. Letters to Cleo. Oh, yeah. Just came out last year. Another great song. I love her voice. Bad Man and Nervous Eaters, as I posted an Adam Sherman song covered by the Nervous Eaters. It's just a great song called Knockdown Day. All right. Brand new noise from The Machine that is Sal Baglio and the Amplifier Heads. This time with the talents of Barrence Whitfield. Yeah, new noise. It's called They Came to Rock. It's here at WMFO.
Blown it all sky high. I love heaven's Thank you. Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
It's WMFO in Medford, 10:59 in the morning. I'm Mike. I'm getting out of here. I'm going to talk to Sue, who's coming in for something about the women. You're here, aren't you, Sue? Hello.
I'm here.
Let's talk about that last set, shall we?
Oh, my God.
Let's do it. Let's do it. I started off with the Amplifier Heads, Sal Baglio, The Machine, this time with Parents Whitfield. What a great track called They Came to Rock. Then I kind of had a moment for three songs. I just went all.
Oh my God!
I just went all 70s. I went all 70s. I just loved it. Jigsaw was next with something called Sky High Anthology they did in 2011. The Grassroots, 1970, Temptation Eyes, from their record called.